Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News Christian Ministries. This is Pastor Juliet Schimpf speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast. Today's show is sponsored by Wills Transfer Limited, and we'd like to thank them for their sponsorship of this program. Their address is 3100 Swansea Crescent, Ottawa. Phone number 613-744-0970. And you can learn all about them by visiting our show's new website, gncm.ca. Let me say that again, gncm.ca, for Good News Christian Ministries.ca. And click on the honor roll of sponsors, where you'll learn about all the ways that Will Transfer benefits the community. All right, we're going to dive in. The theme of today's show is what to do when God says no. When God says no. You know, we actually have very little difficulty saying no to one another during the week. Think of the times you've said no just this past week alone. Maybe to your spouse. Maybe your spouse said, "Honey, will you take out the garbage?" And you said no. Or maybe a charity called you for a $50 donation and you said no. Frankly, we have no qualms about saying no to one another. We do it all the time. But for some reason, when God dares to say no to us, we get our backs up against the wall and we say, "How dare he say no?" Let me give you an example of when he said no to me. I was all set to return to Barrie, Ontario on Labor Day Monday about a decade ago. I had my classroom all set up to teach high school, and I got a call from the chair of the board on Monday. He said, "Juliet, I'm sorry, but today our doors have closed. We hiked the tuition too high. Student enrollment is too low." Well, my world came shattering down, and God said clearly, "No, you will not teach this year, Juliet." But in that moment, my dad wisely said, "There's always a silver lining in every cloud. And this could be the opportunity for you to actually attend seminary." And so God's no actually propelled me in a new direction. I enrolled in seminary, and that launched my path as an ordained minister. So sometimes God says no, and he closes a door, but rest assured, another door will quickly open. So I wonder when God has said no to you. I wonder if he's saying no to you about something right now, in fact. Well, I want to turn our attention to a biblical example of God saying no to learn how to handle God's refusal. What I have in mind is the story of David, who wanted to build God a temple. And this is documented both in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and in 1 Chronicles 17. I'd like to read from 2 Samuel chapter 7, starting at verse 1. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he, David, said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you. But that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says, are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. And wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty declares. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Dropping down to verse 11, the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. This is the word of the Lord. Friends, in a moment, we're going to come back and we're going to look at three parts to this passage, namely a noble request, a God-given test, and the good versus the best. Let me say that again, a noble request, a God-given test, and the good versus the best. Let's pause first and listen to a classic hymn, Thine Be the Glory.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're looking at the topic, When God Says No. And we just heard from the scripture the account of David wanting to build God a temple. And God replied, no. We're going to look at three things in particular now. We're going to look at a noble request, a God-given test, and then finally, the good versus the best. Let's start with a noble request. 1 Chronicles 17 tells us that for over four decades, David, who had fought war and who was a military man, finally found peace. And 2 Samuel 7 tells us precisely that David was at rest in his home because the land was at peace. Now, what do kings do when they're at rest? They start to dream, and they dream big. And David starts to plan and dream, and he plans about building a home for God. He explains, I live in a house made of cedar, but the Lord is in a mere tent. And he dreams a very beautiful thing. Remember, David had a heart after the Lord. And so it's no coincidence that his heart's desire was to build a home for the Lord. And so he has a noble request, a noble desire. Now, David does the right thing with his plan. Notice that he goes and he seeks out wise counsel. This is smart because the book of Proverbs says, with many counselors, plans will succeed. And so David seeks out a prophet, namely Nathan. And Nathan says, whatever you have in mind, do it for the glory of God. So Nathan appears to be giving David the green light. I encourage you, listeners, when you have a dream on your heart, make sure to seek out godly advice from those around you. But this alone is never enough. Because David had not yet heard back from the Lord, and we too must always hear straight from the Lord. Anyone might say, go ahead. But we have to wait and hear in a still small voice the Lord's green light. Proverbs puts it like this, many are the plans of the human heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So, David had a noble request, but it turns out that God had other plans. Let's focus now on a God-given test. A God-given test. So, David sought out advice, which is wise, but the Lord spoke to Nathan that night and said the most painful words a person could hear, namely, not you. You see, it's one thing to say no, but God was actually saying, not you, David. He said, it's not going to be you, David, that builds the house. It's going to be your son, Solomon. Friends, think of a time when you were told, not you. Maybe you wanted to be the pitcher on the baseball team, but the coach said, not you. Maybe Johnny wanted to be a preacher up front, and God said, not you. Maybe Michelle wanted to marry Chuck, but God said, not you. Someone else is going to marry him. Friends, I want you to know this morning, and I want you to be encouraged, that God's no is never a rejection. It is merely a redirection. Let me say that again. God's no is never a rejection. It's merely a redirection. Listen to all of these famous gentlemen who were told no by God. Oswald Chambers wanted to build a seminary, and God said no. Instead, Oswald wrote his classic book, My Utmost for His Highest. Billy Graham wanted to be a chaplain, and God said no. You see, Billy was redirected to become a preacher to thousands. John Calvin asked God for a quiet life of study, and God said no. Instead, John was thrown into conflict and was key to the Reformation. The Apostle Paul asked God three times to take the thorn away from his flesh, and God said no. My grace is sufficient. And Jesus Christ, He asked, "If it be your will, Father, take this cup of suffering from me." And God said no. Because God saw the bigger picture, and if he took that cup of suffering away, well, friends, we wouldn't have that irresistible, old, rugged cross. So sometimes God's no, it's not a rejection, it's a redirection. And David is faced with a God-given test, namely, how is he going to handle this no? You see, a lesser man would probably be headstrong and still build the temple for God. Think about it. David had all of the resources available to him, and he could have proceeded anyway and ignored God and built a temple for his own glory. But look at how David responds to his God-given test. He prays. He approached the Lord with humility, and he said, "Who am I, Lord? And what is my family that you have brought me this far?" You see, he didn't say, "Who are you to kill my dream, God?" He said, "Who am I that I should be spoken of so favorably by the God Most High?" And 1 Chronicles 22 tells us that David then began to make preparations for his son's temple. You see, David rested in the sovereignty of God, and then he ran in the revealed will of God. And the scriptures tell us that David dedicated all of his resources to the building of the temple, and God appeared to David in visions to give him precise details about what the temple would look like. And so God, in his gracious mercy, involved David. It was David, after all, who received the layout of the temple. And David assembled all of the wood and gold. He commissioned all of his workers. He threw all of his money at it. And he did all this for his son. He said to Solomon, "Son, this is your task. My hands are too stained with blood to build the temple. Solomon, you now have a time of peace and prosperity. Your hands are clean. Build the temple." Didn't David respond well? May it be said of us that we respond with equal humility and obedience. All right, we've now heard about a noble request and a God-given test. We're going to pause to listen to a beautiful song entitled "Amazed." And when we return, we'll close out the show with the third segment, namely, the good versus the best. Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. Today we're looking at what to do when God says no. Now, I think we should back up and ask ourselves, how do we know when God says no? Well, sometimes, friends, the answer is very clear in His Bible. Just think of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not. Those are all no's. So anytime we break a commandment, we are actually disobeying God, who is telling us no. Other times, though, God is saying no in a more subtle way. And as we heard prior to our last song, sometimes we need to seek out counselors for wise advice, and sometimes we need to wait on the Lord to make sure our conscience is clear and our spirit is free. Well, let's look back again then at the story of David. And we want to look now at the good versus the best. You see, David had a good desire. And interestingly, God will say no to good desires. His desire was to build the Lord a temple. What could be wrong with that? But you see, God always has the best in mind. I wonder if you've had a good desire, even a godly desire, and God dashed your hopes. You were hoping to marry a certain person, or you were hoping to have a certain job. You were hoping to go to a foreign land as a missionary. And all the doors closed, and God said no. I want you to be encouraged this morning that God always has the big picture in mind. And when He says no, well, it's because He has a better plan in store. Let's look at the story of David. God redirects David by telling him, frankly, that his plans are just too small. He says, "You want to build a physical house for me? My plan is bigger. I'm going to build an eternal house." And so God then goes on to make a beautiful, divine covenant with David. He says, "I want to build a house for you." In 1 Chronicles 17, it says precisely that in verse 10, "I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you." So David thought he would build a house for God, and God is saying, "No, no, 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 I'm going to build a house for you." What does he mean by that? Well, God has a long-term, big, eternal perspective. And God could see that through David would come the line of Jesus Christ. God is referring here to the fact that we, us Christians, we are the house that God would build through David. We are the priesthood of believers. And frankly, Jesus Christ is prophesied in this passage. God says, "David, you want to do something good, but I have something better, because I have the best always in mind. And so your son Solomon will build a temple, and yes, I, the Lord, will dwell there, but I'm at work throughout the centuries with a greater cosmic plan that you couldn't even dream of, David." And as God declares in 1 Chronicles 17, verse 14, God is setting up a kingdom, and this kingdom shall be established by Jesus Christ, whose throne will last forever. Friends, when God says no to you, don't despair, and don't settle for the good. Wait for God's best. Listen to a family from Scotland years ago who were told no by God. There was a family, 7 kids in all, 2 parents, and they were dirt poor. They worked for years so they could board a ship to America. The father worked all day, all night to save money. And the day before the ship was to leave, one of the children got bit by a dog. Can you believe it? Well, this dog had rabies, and the child had to go to the hospital. In an instant, their dreams were killed. And God seemed to be saying, "No, you're not leaving Scotland." Well, to their surprise, they learned that the ship they were to board, otherwise known as the Titanic, had sunk to the bottom of the ocean. You see, they had a plan, which they thought was good. But God had something better in mind. Friends, it's good to have a noble request, but make sure you surrender to God-given tests. And make sure you never settle for the good over the best. Let's close with a poem called Treasures. One by one, he took them from me, all the things I valued most, until I was empty-handed and every glistening toy was lost. I walked Earth's highway grieving in my rags and poverty till I heard his voice inviting, "Lift those empty hands to me." So I held my hands toward heaven. He filled them with a store of his transcendent riches until they could contain no more. At last, I comprehended with my stupid mind and dull that God could not pour his riches into hands already full. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet, honey to our lips, and a compass to our very souls. We thank you, Lord, for the life example of David. And we thank you, Lord, that sometimes you say no to us because you're a good father. And good fathers on earth say no to their children. And how much better a daddy are you, Father, for you see the eternal cosmic perspective. Lord, I lift up the listener who has been told no by you recently and who is struggling with that. And maybe you've even said no to a noble request. I pray today that the listener would be encouraged, that you have something better in store. It will be something different, but it will be more beautiful. And I pray for the person right now who's tempted to ignore God when he says no, who's tempted to go along anyway and do his or her own thing. I pray they'd pass your God-given test and submit to your will, surrender to your word, and trust and obey. Lord, we thank you that you are good and you do good, and we give you all the glory this day. Amen. Friends, thanks again for listening, and a special thanks to Will's Transfer for supporting this broadcast. Visit us today at gncm.ca.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.